and it was a brutal, tough championship match. We didn't play well, but Armagh played remarkably well. You know, I think there'll be an awful lot made about, oh, listen, Dow didn't play well, why were we in a position where 10 points down? Armagh dictated the terms there. They were very, very strong around the middle third, owned the ball at times. Absolutely, we were wasteful in the first half, but that first 10 minutes of the second half, Armagh just bossed us a wee bit. But listen, we circled the wagons a wee bit, and it's unbelievable to come out on the winning side of that.
I mean, this is I can remember last year's were 10 points down to down in the semi final. Yep. A lot of the same players out there again. I mean, it says an awful lot about the character in that team.
Listen, they're a great group. They're a great group of young fellas. They're just, I don't know, they're just finding inner drive from somewhere. You know, sometimes when you're 10 points down with 15, 18 minutes to go, you beat them. 20, but ultimately just something sparked, and listen, there was the oxygen that we got from the line. You know, Keelan Freel, Conor McShane, Ethan Doherty, the impact them lads made can't be understated. They were fantastic, every one of them.
Did you think it had gone at that point when the Armagh second goal went in?
I think if they could have held on that lead for a significant period of time, it probably was gone. But for Paul Chiasse to get a goal almost immediately, probably let us believe again, you know. It wasn't long after Paul's goal that we got the second goal, and then all of a sudden it's 4 point game and it's game on, really.
And I mean, it's even more remarkable because you lost two of your big hitters there with Ben and Austin going off.
That's why I think they deserve a lot of credit. You know, Ben McCharn, everybody's been talking about Ben and what a big hope he is for Day, and you know, maybe he could have stepped up to seniors. The same way about Austin. Austin's top player. We're going to have, you know, that's why we've scored. We're going to test our squad to the ultimate next week against Fermanagh now. But somebody else get an opportunity, and I'm sure they'll be mad for Tara next week.
It was strange in the sense that you had your first choice on and hit 9 first half wides. You were nearly kicking yourselves out of it. What did you say, Armagh were, they really put it up to you, mate.
Yeah, I think with 16 shots in the first half, 16 shots, 5 points, it's a remarkably poor return. But you know, you could criticise boys, and you know, when people are going to point the finger at why did Joe Bloggs, Lorcan McWilliams had a few wides and he bagged a pearler of a goal, you know. So listen, character can be measured many ways, but to stand up and bag a goal like that to pull us back into the game, it's massive.
I mean, you talked about, you lost two of your big hitters and he's actually grew into the game, and then boys came on, it was like an adrenaline injection.
Yeah, like Conor McShane was one of our key players last year. Conor struggled a wee bit of a hamstring injury the last while, but he came in and, by God, he made some impact when he came into the game.
And I mean, now you have Fermanagh going into the semi-final. I mean, plenty to work on, I'm sure, for yourself ahead of that.
Massive. You know, Fermanagh will be buoyed by the Hogan Cup win. You know, a lot of that's Michael's team playing, and they were a really, really good side, really well set up. But it's a challenge we're looking forward to. It's brilliant.
Great to be in the hat. Mickey, you could see Armagh there, probably with the final and all last year. They had a point to prove. They come up here. Mm-hmm. These are sort of up there to be shot at, which is an hour thing for the boys to deal with.
Okay, I suppose you are, but that's county football. You know, you're shot at in many regards, whether it's within your own club or within your own house sometimes. Yeah, that's, you just got to deal with that pressure and deal with that responsibility. And listen, I just think we have 32, 33 lads who deal with that very, very well.
And you have a few nice selection headaches for next week.
Massive, but that's where we're in it. Isn't it wonderful to have that rather than be licking our wounds and being out of the championship?